The Hawaii Community Foundation office on Kauai is headed up by Darcy Yukimura, Director of Community Philanthropy. And she's out in the field observing where the greatest needs are following the storm and flooding of April 14th and 15th. Ultimately, Darcy and the HCF Kauai Island staff are working to get funding where it can help the most. Aloha, I'm Kat Howland, member of the HCF team based in Honolulu. The more we on Oahu heard from Darcy about how the recovery effort is unfolding, the more we thought that you, too, would want to hear these stories of impact. Over the next few weeks, while Darcy and her team visit the nonprofits who are helping community members to rebuild, we will document the efforts and bring them to you in this series of short audio stories. Thank you for joining us.
I'm standing here with Kelvin Moniz from the Kauai Independent Food Bank. We're here at Koloa Neighborhood Center. It's a drop-off point and also a pickup point for those affected by the storm in the Koloa area. Kelvin, can you tell me what you're seeing from the community and what are your impressions?
Kauai is a one big ohana. My impression is everybody jump in and never stop. They don't look back. They keep on going until they tell everyone to stop. But the ohana, the outreach, and the support is overwhelming on this island.
Tell us what you're doing briefly with your organization in response to the storm.
Well, one of our mission, the last item, is respond to emergencies. And we went strictly right into emergency mode, and we collected food, we bought food, we distributed food to the North Shore, about 4,000 or 5,000 pounds of food. And then we worked with the Koloa, with Haunani guys, and they was awesome. And then we picked up food and more food and cleaning supplies. And we did two distribution here, and I think the Koloa area is very, very happy with the support that they're getting from Hawaii Community Foundation funding and other funding that we received and donations.
Thank you. So how is life different from you today, for your organization today, compared to 2 weeks ago?
Long, long hours. You try to go to sleep, but you're thinking about the people in the flood zone and waking up early, 4 or 5 in the morning, just what is our next plan? What is our next move? Who need and where we got to drop food or where we got to collect food? It's an ongoing thing, and we will never, Kauai Independent Food Bank will continue serving until this storm and the recovery is over.
Thanks so much, Kelvin. We really appreciate you.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
Okay. I'm standing here with the Kauai Independent Food Bank drop-off location at the Koloa Neighborhood Center with one of the chief volunteers, Haunani. And Haunani, can you state your full name and then tell us, you know, what you're doing here and how long you've been here?
Hi, I'm Haunani Kaimina Awau. I'm a resident here in Koloa, and I am here at the Koloa Neighborhood Center. Sunday here in Koloa, there was a flood on Waihoholo Stream and in the neighborhood. And Sunday, I just saw families in trouble. You know, their home got flooded and thick mud throughout their homes, and I just saw them in trouble and they needed help. And I saw my brother helping, and I saw families helping, and a lot of people needed help. And then I just saw they needed help, and I just wanted to jump in and help. And that was on Sunday, and we just started helping them since. And today, and I mean, since that time, I saw communities coming together and helping out, and we're still doing that today. And that's why I just love Kauai, and I love our community and everybody. I mean, it's kind of overwhelming, the outpouring of love and support we've been getting, and it's still coming in. Donations are still coming in, and I love it. So I'm here today, and we're distributing again to our families here on Waihoholo Road and Aloha Place, and that's what we're doing today.
So Haunani took off work today to do this. What inspired you to come and start this distribution center, and how has it been for you for the past week? You've been here since Monday.
Yeah, I've been here since Monday. I mean, it's just the right thing to do. I mean, it's just what I felt we needed to do. I was compelled. I saw people in need, and I don't know. I mean, it's just I needed to do it. I felt like I had to do it, and it's a blessing. It makes me feel good, and I mean, I'm not I don't know what else I should be doing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right now, I took off of work. I mean, I should be at work, you know, but our community needs me more, you know, so that's where I am.
Well, thanks so much for being here and doing all of this. You have a special place because you're from here. People trust you. And when you're asking about what they need the most, they feel they're comfortable to tell you. Is that what you're experiencing?
Yes. I mean, I've been seeing these families every day, so now I'm a familiar face. And now they know my name. And when I see them, they smile. I mean, when I see them smiling, I mean, the first couple of days they saw me, I saw tears and in their eyes. And they appreciated a hug, you know, the first couple of days. And now when I see them coming to the distribution to pick up, you know, I see smiles and they're like, hey, Onani, you know, and it's so happy to see them. And they're just as happy to see me, you know, and it's like they know it's going to be okay, you know. So that's a blessing. It's good to see and good to feel, you know.
Well, you're a blessing. Thank
Thanks,
you.
If you would like to support the communities on Kauai, consider giving to the Kauai Relief and Recovery Fund at HCF. Donations can be made online at hawaiicommunityfoundation.org.